God, amen. Praise God. If you could turn me down just a little bit, Brother Frederick. Oh, the offering. I'm sorry. We forgot the offering. We got all confused here. Okay, so come on up for the offering. We'll do it real quick. We can always do offerings. That reminds me of when, when I was in Africa, what's really amazing was one of the churches that I went to, they had five different offerings. Amen. They'd come up and do the offering five different times. It was pretty amazing. Amen. So it's okay if we forget one. They got us covered over there. Praise God. Amen. Thank you for reminding us, you givers, you ones that know how to bless God, and God blesses you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's just thank the Lord. This morning, we just thank you, Father, for your goodness. I thank you for your giving, Father, the people that give, Father. And I thank you, Father, for the hearts that are represented here. I pray the favor, the blessing of God, Father, that you just bless, Father. Pour out your greatness upon your people, Father. And let them be able to see the greatness of God, even in their finances, Father. Wherever they're struggling, Father, I pray for breakthrough in their lives. And Father, we just even lift up Sister Latricia's son and daughter right now, that you prepare them for this trip, Father. Meet their needs, Father, and just bless them, Father, as they go, Father. Thank you for opportunities that you give our youth, Father. We thank you, Lord, for everything, Father, that you have for us. And even bless the message, Father. I pray it in Jesus' name. And everyone says, amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Well, last night, all week long, I was praying and asking God. I just said, Lord, I always ask the Lord to give me a word that is for today, a word that is for the now, a word that is going to challenge his people and inspire them. Because, see, the thing is, the Lord knows exactly what you're going through, what you're facing. I don't. But God knows how to reach you and speak to you and encourage you. Amen. And that's the thing is being plugged into God, the source, like Brother Richard said, connecting with God, and God overshadows you. He covers you. He protects you. He's with you. And the thing about it is, he'll give you words of encouragement. He'll give you what you need so that you can be inspired. Amen? So as I was preparing and really seeking God, the Lord gave me the word battles. And I said, Lord, why battles, Lord? And he said, well, what is it that you go through in life every day, and what you have to face? And there is constant battles. How many of us can say amen? So the title of my message today is Battles. We need you, Lord. Amen? And I really believe that the Lord comes today to let you know, just because you're doing the right things doesn't mean that everything is going to go okay. Sometimes, you know what, you may be doing everything right and you run into some of your biggest battles. And the thing about it is, when those big battles come, how do we handle them? What do we do? And it took, you know, I started thinking of battles, and I said, you know what, Lord, how much of this is true, Lord? And I started looking in the Old Testament, and I started looking at all these individuals of the Old Testament. They were constantly battling, constantly going through battles. Then I looked at the disciples in the New Testament and the people that wrote the New Testament and just the battles that they faced. They were always constantly in battle. And I asked the Lord, well, Lord, why is it that we as believers, as individuals that love you and want to serve you and be right with you, why is it that we struggle so much through this world? And it says, in the Word of God, it led me to the Scripture, it says, we're not of this world. It's a different world. We're headed to a place called heaven, a place where glory abounds, and where the presence of God rules, amen? And the thing is, the battle of this world is the principalities of the air, which is the enemy that we struggle with daily. The thing is, we've got to be able to put on the full armor of God. How many can say amen to that? Know that you're going to battle. Know that you're going to face opposition no matter what you go through. But the thing is, the Lord says that he prepares us for the battles that were before us. Amen? And the thing about it is, if we stay focused on what we're doing and the purposes of God, and we stay on that path like I was talking about last Sunday, we're going to see the victories of God. We're going to be able to go through what we face. But in the end, we'll be victorious. Somebody can say amen to that. So the Lord led me to the scripture, and it's found in Exodus chapter 17.
Let's go to verse 8. And I'll read a few of the scriptures here. It says, "Now Amalek came and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said to Joshua, 'Choose us some men and go out and fight with the Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.' So Joshua did as Moses said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And so it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy. So they took a stone and put it under him. And he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. Then the Lord said to Moses, 'Write this for a memorial in the book and recount it in the hearing of Joshua, that I will utterly blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven.' And Moses built an altar and called its name, 'The Lord is my banner.'" Amen. I believe in the King James Version it says, "Jehovah Nissi." Amen. Jehovah Nissi, the Lord exists. The Lord is victorious. Amen. And that's the thing that we want to look at this morning. Amen. In the midst of the battle is where God shows up and does his thing. In the midst of the battle is where God shows up and does his thing. Some of you aren't getting it. In the midst of your battle is when God shows up and brings his victory. It's in the midst of your battle. See, in order for there to be a victory, there's got to be a battle. In order for God to show his greatness, God's got to be able to put us in a situation or in a position where we're calling on him, where he can show up and show his greatness. Amen? The thing about this word that's coming, there's so much in there that the Lord was showing me. And in the King James Version, it says, then the Amaleks came. Before there was a then, there's got to be something else that happened, right? And that's a then. The thing is, let me just fill you in. Because see, the thing is, these people of God were very much like us. A lot of times I often look at the people of Israel and I say, how could they have been so stubborn? How could they have been so stiff-necked? How could they have been so hard-headed? You know what? I'm guilty of that too. Somebody can say amen to that. Maybe this word is just for Pastor Peter. And you guys are sitting here to watch it all happen. Kind of like a game. Amen. Anyway. The thing is, see, the Lord is bringing us to a point to understand his greatness. And through the battles that we have, God wants to show us how great he really is. See, these people, as stubborn and as hard-headed as they were, if you just go back three chapters, chapter 14, you will see that's when God came and opened up the Red Sea so that they could walk through it on dry land. It says they walked through it on dry. Just three chapters before. How many of you sometimes forget what God has done for you in your past? Because the problem that is in the battle that you're in right now seems bigger and greater than anything you've gone through, that you forget what God has done for you. And see, the thing is, we've got to be ones that remember everything that God has done and what God is doing in our lives. Even like Brother Richard said earlier, we've got to be a people that are thankful for the things God is doing. And we can't forget what God has done. You know, so many times, and this, I'm guilty of this, because the battle becomes so big that it consumes us that we forget God is on our side. We forget the promises of the Word of God. We forget that God says, if I am for you, who can be against you? We forget all those promises, don't we? And the thing about it is, these people in chapter 14 saw the Red Sea open. They saw it divided. And they walked through it. But yet here in chapter 17, we're going to see how they start complaining. Because in the first part of chapter 17, it says that they had just come to a place to camp. And where they came to camp, there was no water. And they started to complain to Moses. It says that they started to complain to Moses. It even says that Moses was afraid he was going to get stoned. And I'm not talking about the funny cigarettes. The people were so upset with him, they were ready to throw rocks at him. They were ready to stone him to death. Amen? These people were so angry that they said, did you bring us out of Egypt so that we would thirst? We would find ourselves thirsty to death here. In fact, let me just read that scripture to you. Let me find it real quick here. I'm jumping all over because I have so much to say. Amen. I think it's in verse 3 where I'm going to start. And the people thirsted there for water. And the people complained against Moses and said, why is it that you have brought us out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst? So Moses cried out to the Lord saying, what shall I do with these people? They are almost ready to stone me. And the Lord said to Moses, go on before the people and take with you some of the elders of Israel. Also take in your hand your rod with which you struck the river and go. Behold, I will stand before you and there on the rock in Horeb, and you shall strike the rock and water will come out of it that the people may drink. And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. So he called the name of the place Maas and Meribah, because of the contention of the children of Israel and because they tempted the Lord, saying, is the Lord among us or not? See, when we get in a position of complaining, we start to doubt. We start to believe that God is no longer even with us. These people, it says there, that they started saying, is God with us or is he not with us no more? How many of you realize, even like Brother Richard, when we're in a dry place, sometimes we start questioning, is God really with me? God, have you forgotten me? Father, are my prayers bouncing off these walls? Father, are the heavens open or are you not listening to me? How many of you have been there before? Where you start doubting, where you start saying, you know what, I'm in a bad place and I need God to show up. Well, the thing about it, that's when you need to remember and look back a little bit and remember what God has done for you. Because in chapter 14, if you read the word of God, it says that he opened up the Red Sea. Chapter 15, there was a situation where they had come to a place to camp as well. And you know what? There was the water that was there was bitter and it wasn't good. Amen. And the thing is, the Lord showed Moses what to do. He went and cut a branch from a certain tree, threw the branch into the water, and the water became pure, ready to drink. He purified the water for the people. In other words, where are you at? Where are the bitter waters that are around you? Where are things that are causing you to get frustrated and make you feel like God's not with you? But God says, you know what? I have what you need so that it can be purified. I have the answer for your situation. I have the answer for your circumstance. Why are you looking and complaining instead of knocking on God's doors and asking him to open up the answer? Amen. The thing is, the Lord has the answers for us. The thing is we get so hard-headed and we forget what God has done for us that we become complacent. We become angry. We become, our emotions get the best of us. Our frustration sets in. Doubt starts coming in. And how many of you, sometimes your mind starts to run like crazy? Right now, I know there's some of you that are going through a hard and a difficult time right now. But you know what? Today, I want to be able to say God's going to see you through it. The same God that has brought you out this far will continue to take you in as long as you continue to seek him and put him first in your life. Amen. God wants to bring answers to every circumstance and situation you're going through. But we've got to remember who our God is. We can't forget the greatness of our God. We've got to be able to exalt him. And like Brother Richard said, grab a hold of his hand and say, you know what, Lord, I'm not letting go. I'm not letting go. Wherever you go, I am going with you, Lord, because I know you are the answer. You are the one that can provide for me. You are the one that, Lord, you will guide me. You will protect me. Everything I need is in you. But the thing about it is we're so easy to let go of the hand of God.
and we forget what the Lord is doing. We start doubting. We start getting frustrated. We start trying to do things on our own. And that's when we get in trouble. See, these people had just experienced that. And the worst thing about it, in chapter 16, they were hungry. They had just complained to Moses about the food. They were angry with Moses because they said, did you bring us out to starve? We used to sit down and have food from our garden, and we used to have some nice stews and meat. And they're talking about all the good things they had in Egypt, but they forgot that they were under bondage. They were forgetting the purpose of why God came. They were forgetting why they were crying out to God saying, send someone, Lord. We need freedom. We need to be taken out of bondage, Lord. We're tired of building these bricks. We're tired of being under the hand of Pharaoh. We're forgetting. And a lot of times we forget the life we were living wasn't a good life. We forget what the Lord has brought us out of, and then we start desiring the things that we had back then. Chapter 16, the Lord said, you're hungry for food, for meat? He brought in a swarm of doves. Then he started and said, in the morning when you wake up, there'll be bread on the ground. That's the God we serve. They saw miracle after miracle after miracle. But in chapter 17, the first part, verse 1, it says, when they came to camp, camp is a time when you're on a journey and you stop to camp. It's a time to replenish. It's a time to refuel, kind of regain your strength, get some rest so that you can continue your journey. And you've got to understand that these people were being led by God. God took them to this place to camp. And it says that there was no water there. How many of you sometimes say, if I could only get to this place in my life, everything's going to be okay. If I could only get this job, this dream job that I desire, I know everything's going to work out and it's going to be great. See, these people sometimes, as people, we desire certain things in our lives and we say, if this would happen, it'd be awesome. I often hear people say, if I won the lottery, everything would be good. But you know what? You don't realize sometimes what you're hoping for, what you're embracing, could be one of the most difficult battles that you're going to face. Because these people thought they were coming to a place to camp, and the first thing that happened is there was no water. Ready to stone the leader, ready to get upset with Moses. How many of you sometimes have come to a place in your life where you say, if this would happen, I would be great. It would be great in my life. I want you to know that the world that we live in, we're never going to find the greatness of what God has for us here. We can experience it, but we're never going to find it to the fullest. It's a battle that's going to continue in our lives. We've got to continue to move forward. We've got to continue to keep our eyes on that promised land. Because no matter what happens here, we've got to have our goals to be overcomers, those that are constantly overcoming. Amen? So remember, Moses had just delivered them or brought them through the Red Sea. They had seen the miracle of water, the healing of the water at the where the waters were bitter and God had healed them. And then they saw manna come from the sky. They saw the doves. They saw doves come and they were able to eat. And it even says in the Word of God that some of them ate so much meat that they died. That's a lot of eating. Some of you that are fasting, when you get off your fast, don't indulge like that, okay? We want you to be here the following Sunday. The thing about it is, see, sometimes what you ask for can be more of a problem than what you really need. And the Lord is saying here in the scripture that when all of this had happened, God had just performed a miracle. He had done something great. Can you imagine how the people felt when Moses struck the rock and there was water coming out
and all this water, and it was probably the best water ever. Can you imagine? It was coming, it was from God. This water was pure, it was awesome, it was clean, it had probably, wow, good flavor, good water. And if you didn't like cold water, it was warm. If you wanted it cold, it was cold. That's the way God is. Whatever you need, He gives you. So it was pure water and it's flowing and all the animals are there. Everybody was thirsty, so they're all excited and they're dipping into this water with their Dixie cups and just enjoying this water and saying, oh, look how refreshing. God answered a question. God answered our prayer again. We're so excited. God, look at the river that is flowing from this rock and all the animals, everybody. Remember, there was over 2 million people. That rock had to flow some water, some serious water to feed them all. To give them water for everybody. And now they're all excited because they're seeing something great. And it says, then the Amalekites showed up. How many of you realize that in the midst of some of your biggest celebration, that's when the enemy shows up to try to take away God's greatness? God's greatness. In the midst of their celebration of seeing this water flow, all of a sudden now there's an army coming that wants to fight with them. This was really cool. This is what's something I'm excited about. This is what the Lord showed me last night, because I had to go out to my truck to go get something. And we have one of those motion detectors. So when I moved under the motion detector, the light turned on. The motion that was going on down here caused the motion to happen up here. Some of you aren't getting it. Spiritually, when you do what you need to do down here, it causes a spiritual movement in heaven that is going to provide light and direction for you so that you can overcome the situation you're facing or what you're going through. I was moving and I said, ha, that's the way it is spiritually. Some of us are sitting still and we're waiting for God and we're not doing anything. And God is saying, I'm waiting for you to move so I can move. I need you guys to move. It says here in the scripture. Go ahead and clap. That was good. It says here in the scripture that, you know what? That when the Amalekites came, Moses went to Joshua and he tells him, Joshua, you need to go get some men ready. And you're going to go down to the valley, down, and I'm going up to the mountain, up. And when you start battling, I am going to start seeking God. I am going to start doing what I need to do so that God hears us. So what we need from above is going to come down to the valley. See, it says that he went up to the mountain and he had... who was with him? Her and, come on, tell me. No, Joshua's in the battle. Aaron and her. Amen. And he had the rod. The rod was the presence and the power of God. Amen. So he goes up there. When Joshua starts the battle down here, understand, you've got to move into the battle. Some battles need to be fought. Some battles need to be confronted. Some of the things that the enemy is doing in your life, you've got to be able to say, you know what, enemy? I've been sitting still and I've been waiting for God, but God told me to get up and tell you, you're not going to do this no more in my family. You're not going to do this anymore in my life. And you come up and you confront the enemy, because there's some battles you need to fight. There's some battles you need to move into. And there's some things you've got to confront the enemy with and say, no more in my life. Because some of us have been sitting still long enough and the enemy has been raising havoc in your families, in your marriages, in your lives, in your job. Everywhere you go, the enemy has been raising havoc, even in our personal bodies. And it's time to stand up and tell the enemy, you know what? No more. Because I'm connecting with God and my people, my God, is moving in the heavens, because I'm moving down here on earth. There's a motion going on. I'm causing some commotion up in heaven because I'm moving here on earth. Amen? We're children of God, and as you move, God starts seeing what you're doing. He says, my son is moving. It's time for us to get ready to move with him.
My daughter is in the process of moving. It's time for us to come and assist her. See, when you start moving, it causes something in the heavens. Amen? The thing about it is, it says that Moses was there. I remember one time, I think I was in second or third grade, and I did something that I shouldn't have. And I remember the teacher put me in the corner, and she made me put my hands out like this, and she put three encyclopedias on my hands. At first, I was like, that's not going to hurt. That's not going to do anything. You know? But as you held those encyclopedias after a while, what happens? Get heavy. Your hands begin to fall. And then she'd say, hey, Peter, now laugh. Now pick them back up. After a while, I wasn't laughing no more. I was struggling to keep those encyclopedias up. Well, that's what happened with Moses. Moses got to the top, and he noticed that when his hands went up, the army of God was winning. But as soon as his hands would come down, the enemy would win. And he started to battle. He started to struggle. But see, sometimes in the midst of your battle, God has put people around you to help you and support you. And I want to tell you, the way you know these people are there to support you is it says that they put a rock behind him and they set him on the rock. Who's the rock? See, if you have the right people around you, they're going to give you and strengthen you by the word of God, the rock, the truth that can give you the strength. True friends, true family are always going to embrace you and lead you to the place where your feet are standing on a rock, where you're solid and you're on a good foundation. Amen? They sat him down on the rock. They sat him down on truth. They trod him down on victory. They sat him down on everything that he needed to be on. And then they stood beside him and they lifted his hands. Understand, and I'm telling you this as a people of God, that one of the reasons the Lord is allowing me to go full time, and I thank him for it, is so that you guys know there is people, there are pastors that are here in this place that are willing to hold your hands, willing to support you whenever you're going through something, but you've got to let us know. Shame on some of you. Shame on some of you that have gone through things in your life and you don't ask for prayer, or you don't ask or call pastors or call brothers and sisters and say, I need help. Shame on you. Because you know what? You're not called to be on the mountain alone sometimes. Sometimes you're called that, you know what? You're there because you need two other people to support you. You need a rock to lean on. You need someone to bring the rock so that you can sit on. Amen. You need someone to encourage you in the ways of the Lord. That's what that rock stands for. Understand, as people of God, you're not called to battle some of these battles by yourself. If you're having struggles in your marriage or your family, the enemy's doing stuff, you don't have to sit there all by yourself. You know what? There's a people, there's a church, there's a family of God that want you to be encouraged. They want to shower you with love. They want to see the greatness of God over you. I don't know why I said that, but someone needed to hear that. You got to understand, we're not here alone. We're here together to battle anything that the enemy throws at us. But we know what? As we start to move, it starts to move in heaven. See, when the people of God started to move, and they started to walk through the obedience of God, God started to do some great things for them. We've got to understand that. Amen? So as they were standing there, just imagine, Moses sitting down, Aaron on one side, her on the other, and the rod of God being lifted up, the army of God started to prevail. They started to win. They started to win. They started to knock out the Amalekites. You know what's really crazy? The word Amalek means king of the desert. How many of you are ready to wipe out some of these desert situations, these things that are trying to raise havoc in your life? And you know what's really crazy? What I looked up, the Amalek, I looked for the generation of the Amalek, and they came from Esau. They were descendants of Esau. If you remember, Jacob and Esau were brothers. Jacob became the father of Israel, which is the forefather of all the tribes of Israel. And Esau was one that went a separate way. And all of a sudden, it's families battling families. Sometimes you think your family is there to support you, but sometimes your family is the biggest ones that you fight the battle with. How many can say amen to that? But you know what? If you do what is right in the eyes of God, I guarantee you, you're going to see what the enemy means for evil, God will change for good. And he can change the situation and the circumstance. Because you know what? In this situation, Israel rose up and they were victorious over the Amalek. And the thing is, God, in that time, they wiped them out. This time, God is saying, you're going to win your family over. You're going to bring those that don't believe, those that are giving you struggle and giving you battle, you're going to win them over to the things of God so that they stand with you and start becoming part of the battle for you. Amen? And we've got to understand that the Lord is moving in great and wondrous ways in this time, in this day and age. The thing about it is, how many of us are really trusting God with all our heart? How many of us are really leaning on Him and saying, God, if you're for us, who dares be against us? How many of us are really embracing what God, every promise of the Word of God is? Or how many of us are being like those stiff-necked, hard-headed, whatever you want to call it, complacent, complainers, whatever. So a lot of us, it's easy to fall into being complainers. How many can say amen to that? When things aren't going your way, it's easy to say, ah, God, what? It's easy to even want to throw in the towel. It's easy to say, you know what, I want to give up. I want to throw it in. I want to get a walk away from all of this. But you know what? Bring in the God factor. Because you know what? So many times we're seeing things through our eyes and not through the eyes of God. You've got to understand, Moses could see and believe God because he spent time with him. See, Moses knew God. He knew God. When he goes up and he says, your people are complaining again, God. He already knew God had the answer. He didn't know how he was going to bring it, but he knew God had it. See, that's the way we've got to be. We've got to be able to say, I know my God has an answer for this. Even though it may look difficult, it may be very hard right now and frustrating, but I'm going to trust God. My God has an answer. Some of you need to hear that. God has an answer. God has an answer for you right where you're at right now. Do not throw in the towel. Do not abandon what God has for you. Now's the time you got to fight. Now's the time you got to say, I'm ready to go to battle because I know my God is going to win. I can't throw in the towel. I can't give up now because after this battle, I know there's going to be a victory. But I've got to go and I got to face this battle. I got to confront what the enemy has been doing in my life. I'm frustrated and I'm tired of what he's been bringing and how he's doing it. And you know what? It's time for breakthrough in my life. I'm telling you. Through every battle, there's a victory. Through every battle, there's a victory for those who put their trust in God. If we trust God, victory is coming. I don't care how big the problem is. I don't care how good it is right now for you. What we have in God is real. What we have in God is real. I thank the Lord for each one of you. And I pray that God just breathe upon you this morning, encourage you with his love, and let you know that, you know what, no matter how difficult it looks right now, God is doing something good. He's got it all set up. He's the God of the setup. He makes the enemy look like if he's got it, he's got him, he's got you, and then he shows up. Oh, I love when God shows up. Changes everything. Could you imagine right now if Jesus would walk through those doors and just come up here to the front of this room? How everything would change for you right now. You right now start thinking of hope. God's here. God can do it. Well, I want you to know that he is here. Because we've invited him here. And he wants to bring answers to your circumstances and situations. I don't have the answers. But I can call on the one that does. And when he shows up, it's a beautiful thing. A beautiful thing.
Father, I just pray right now. I pray over every heart that is here. Father, I pray over every battle that is going on in this room. I pray right now for the strength from your throne room over your people. I pray right now for hope. Come and encourage your people, my God. Oh, Father, I pray right now, Lord, that they would feel the presence of God. And the Father, that they would believe that they are your child, Lord. And Father, things change when you show up. And we ask that you come and show up in this circumstance, in this battle right now, Father. And the Father, even through the hopelessness, that you bring hope. Father, even through the wounds and the hurts, Father, that you bring, Father, healing over each person. Father, I pray right now through even the doubt and the frustration or the emotions that are going on through every mind right now, Lord, that you clear the air, Father, Lord, and that you bring, Father, a new faith of support and a new encouragement over the minds, Father, that, Lord, that your scriptures and your promises would burn within their hearts, and, Father, that they would hear it in their minds. That you are for them, Lord. And you will never leave us nor forsake us, my God. Speak to your people, my God. Speak to them, Lord. Speak to them, my God. Speak to them, my God. Oh, Father, Lord, we love you. And there is no other God like us. Oh, Lord, your love is tremendous. Your love, Lord, cannot be measured. And that's the love you just shed upon your people this morning, my God. Oh, Father, love you, my God. I love you, my God. Jesus, 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 just touch hearts right now, Father. Touch hearts right now. Let victory set in, Father, Lord. Let victory set in, Lord. Let victory set in. I'm going to ask the worship team to come up. And I'm just going to ask right now that if some of you just need some prayer, I'm going to ask all the prayer warriors to come up. Sister Ophelia, Brother Dan, Brother Richard, Sister Naomi, Sister Sue, Sister Naomi, Grant, if you'd come up. I'm just going to ask if there's anyone here that needs prayer, come up and receive prayer, because I really believe God wants to free you of some of the battles you're going through. Come up and just be released in the Lord. If you could spread out here so people could come up. I really believe God wants to set some people free. The Lord has spoken to you this morning. You just need prayer, or you need... I'm telling you, God wants you to know that He doesn't want you struggling no more. He doesn't want you struggling no more. And if today, if you come up and you receive the answer or you receive the strength that you need, I really believe God wants to speak to each one here this morning. And I'm giving you the opportunity to come up. I don't know what your battles are. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're facing. But I really believe God wants some freedom in this house today. So as the worship team starts playing, and I'm telling you, leave your embarrassment. Leave everything behind. You know what? This is a time between you and God. A time for you to just check in with God and say, Lord, here I am. If you felt the enemy coming against you in any way, come up and be prayed for this morning. Come up and be prayed for this morning. Be set free. Be set free. Be set free in the house of God. Freedom in the house. Power of prayer. Amen. And yes, you know, the amen. Thing about it is, yes. I want to see Brian bloom and just become everything that God wants him to be. Yes. You know, a lot of times because he's out there in the world and he's there. You know what? He's a light in a dark place.
Yes, amen.
And I really pray that his light continue to shine and that he be able to shine and be everything that God wants him to be.
Amen.
Amen. And along those lines also, we have Sister Yolanda, her brother passed away. So we want to give her our condolences as well as Brother Richard. And we'll post the when the services and stuff are like that, okay? Mm-hmm. But I do want to thank you all for being here. Mm-hmm. And Lord, just bless the food that the Ortegas have prepared, amen?
Yes.
And let's participate and help
amen.
Them raise some money for a
yes.
fundraiser. Praise
amen.
God. We
and
love
Lord,
you guys. Thank you for being here. And continue in the
amen.
Ways of the Lord. Let victory be in your grasp. Amen. Praise God.
The women are going to meet real quick.